In this screencast, we're going to go over how to deploy PHP applications to Azure without using Visual Studio. We will be following along with steps outlined on a blog post I did, which you can find here on my blog at rhizome.net, how to do PHP deployment to Windows Azure. So what we'll be doing is looking at kind of three areas of confusion, and I'll be explaining them. So the first is that you need to understand that PHP is not installed on any of the virtual machines in the Azure environment. So every time you deploy your website to an instance, what has to happen is that instance needs to be provisioned with PHP itself. And I'll show you how that's done in this package. Another area of confusion is there's no notion of FTPing your website to Azure. So you need to take your entire website, have it all ready to go, and run a tool on it that basically turns it into a kind of zip file or a package. And it's that package that Azure uses to send out to the different virtual machines that it gets run on. A third area of confusion is that a lot of the configuration of your site, things like what's the default documents and what are some of the MIME types that get used, all that configuration happens through this thing called a web.config file, which you may not be familiar with. So we'll look at all these areas of confusion and more on how to deploy PHP to your website. So the first step is, while you don't need Visual Studio, you do need to download the Windows Azure SDK. There's a link to it from this blog post. You can look it up on a search engine. You need to have the Windows Azure SDK installed in order to make this happen. You don't need Visual Studio. The next thing you need to do is download a zip folder that has a kind of shell directory structure and some other files we're going to need. You can find that up on my blog, and this is going to be essential. So let's actually take a look at that. And this directory structure that you'll download, it has a directory called root. And then in that directory, you'll see some files and a folder called the app folder. So what you're going to want to do is put all of your files for your website into this app folder directory. You can see there's already some folders in there, so you're going to want to leave those because we're going to need them. But this is where you'd put your HTML files, your JPEGs, your PHP files, your pings, whatever's up on the website goes here. So you would copy and paste everything into this directory. The next thing that you're going to want to do is kind of understand what's happening. I said that in the screencast, we'll explain, well, why does this all happen the way it happens? So let's take a look at what's here. What you have at the root here is this thing called the service config file and the service definition file. And what will happen is, let's take a look at the service definition file. So here's the service definition file. Get back there. And what you see here is a section called startup. And what the startups does is says run the install PHP command and run that elevated. So the first thing that happens when your package gets read, if you will, by the Azure environment is it looks at the startup file. And in the startup file, it says go and run the install PHP command. Now it happens to know that to go look for anything it wants to run in the bin directory. So that's why I don't delete the bin directory. And you'll see here that we have a file called the install PHP command. So if we look in that file, you can see what it's doing is it is going to add a registry key to that virtual machine. And then what it's going to do is it's going to run an executable that installs PHP 5.3. So how does it, what executable is it running? Well, it's running an executable that happens to also be in that directory we provided you. So if you go back to the directory, you can see there's an assets directory with something called the WebPI CMD. This is the web platform installer. And what we're able to do is run the web platform installer on startup, which will go install PHP 5.3. And so it will do this on every machine that your website gets provisioned to. The other thing it will do is, if we look back at our startup tasks, is it will run the copy file CMD file. What this will do is install any modules that you have that you need to run for your PHP instance. So again, how is that happening? Well, in this, there's this copy files.cmd, and it is going to, let's look at it real quick, going to run an xcopy on the put modules here directory in this environment we have for you. So any modules you want installed, you will put them in the put modules here directory, which will then install them to your instance of PHP. So now that you kind of understand why that's in, I think there's just some confusion, or that should hopefully explain some confusion, explain away some confusion. So then the next thing you need to do, like I said, is you need to create one of these packages. So there's no notion of FTP in Azure. So, you know, let's say you had a file here. You could add as many files as you want. You know, your entire website gets put in this directory. But then what happens is we need to turn that into a package file that can be uploaded to Azure. So once you have all your files put into underneath the app folder directory, you can run this package cloud.cmd file. And what it will do is create a package file for us. So let's go ahead and run that. And you can see it built the package file there. And that is basically our website. So if we edit, if we look at this guy, what's going on here? This command file runs this executable called cspack, and now it passes the service definition file that we just looked at, which is right here, and then it tells the role and the sites to use. And these switches are actually semicolon delimited files that get used to explain to Azure where everything is fundamentally. So this role switch is referring to my PHP, which if we go back to that XML file, you can see that the name of the role that we're going to be installing to Azure is MyPHP. So you could change that here, but if you were to change that here, you would also need to change it in this command line switch. And then the next thing is it's saying all the files for that role can be found in the app folder directory, which is here. Then it's saying that the sites are different than roles, right? So you have the sites aspect of this, and it's telling you there's a site called the website, which happens to be a child of the web role, and it needs to refer to that, and it's saying for that website, refer to that web role and that directory. So when you run that, you get this CS package file, and ultimately what you can do is take that CS package file and upload that into Azure. Now, when you do that, it will also ask you when you upload your website to Azure, it's going to ask you for a package file and also a configuration file. And we've provided one of these for you as well in this package. What it's saying is just providing the configuration settings for that role, MyPHP, and saying that create two instances. So you can see how everything's wired together here between a set of XML files, some command line files, and that is ultimately how you get PHP websites running on Azure. So I went ahead and deployed this very package you saw, which has one file, which we saw called, oh wait, there's two more things I need to talk about. It has one file called info.php. So you can see this running if you go to, call it phpazure.cloudapp.net info.php. So this is that PHP file, and actually this is kind of useful because this shows you everything about how PHP is running in Azure in terms of what modules are running, what the various configuration directories are, etc. So this is worth checking out to understand what capabilities you have with that instance of PHP. The final thing I wanted to talk about is I said that one area of confusion is this area of configuration. So if you have additional configuration to do on your PHP site, you may need to be doing that through the web.config file, depending on what it is. So let's take a look at the web.config file that I uploaded and have as part of that instance. So for example, one thing we can do is set the default document here. I don't have an index.php file, but if I were to, it would be the default document that was hit. Another thing you can do is set up MIME types for things that Azure isn't set up for example, SVG files or the fonts, EOT and WAF files. And you could go to the documentation on system.webserver to see other things you can configure. So web.config is something ASP.developers are used to, but PHP developers may not be used to, but they'll need to get used to it for doing some configuration of PHP on Azure. Well, I think that's it, and if you have any questions, feel free to get in touch with me. Be happy to try and help you. All right, thanks a lot.